This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Wednesday, a hump day. We're going to talk immigration, the Dignidad Act here in just a moment.
Buenas tardes.
The foreigner, the emails, all that, so much more coming up in the next hour, the second hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's do something here. Let's understand something here. Something we've discussed before, but I'm running to be class president. It's senior year of high school, and I'm running to be class president. There are 100 people in the senior class. I grew up in this town. Everyone knows me. Jewish producer Chris is also running to be class president. He just got to this town last year. He's not well thought of course. Jewish producer Chris really wants to win. But he has a problem, you see. He's a pretty unlikable guy. And what, Chris, I wasn't talking about you specifically. He's a pretty unlikable guy, and he just got to this town. There's only 100 people in the class. He needs 51 votes. So what to do? Well, it's quite simple. If you can't get the votes from the 100 people who were there, just go grab some other people and bring them in. Offer them generous goodies. Hey, here's a free phone card. $20 gift card to Chick-fil-A if you come join our school. And before you know it, there are 150 people in our senior class. And a lot of them owe their loyalty to Jewish producer Chris. Chick-fil-A is pretty delicious, after all. The vote is held. Chris wins. Now, what if we're in this situation? Chris brought all these people in, but I still want to win as class president. Well, because we didn't mind the imports, now if I want to win, I also feel the need to play that game. Well, Chris is giving you $20 to Chick-fil-A. I'll give you $25 to Taco Bell. You see what happens? Once you stop minding the imports, once you bring them in, then everybody running for elected office has to somehow play the game of appealing to this group or that group or this group or that. It's endless. And you can pass all the laws, you can do all this. I've even seen some unbelievable losers on the right say, well, we'll just convince them, we'll win them over with our values and the Constitution. It doesn't work that way. When you bring them in, they're going to want things, and they will vote in a block to whoever promises them those things. And because that always seems to be the Democrat, guess how they all vote? For freaking Democrats, which brings me to the Republican traitors in our midst. Maria Salazar is a congressional representative from South Florida. Allegedly, she's a Republican. If that name sounds familiar, well, you will remember Maria Salazar. Why will you remember Maria Salazar? Because she's unbelievably stupid. I'm not just saying that. She's just a really dumb person who doesn't know anything. Would you like an example? Well, here she is.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? You would have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
She doesn't know anything about anything. You know, freedom is not free. She read it on a bumper sticker. She probably has an IQ of 12. She doesn't know anything. Well, if she doesn't know anything, how did she get elected? Why is she in Congress? Well, don't ask me. Maria will tell you loudly. She will loudly tell you who she represents. And when she says who she represents, keep in mind, she's telling you who voted for her.
For whole of the immigration system. Because not only we need those hands, like the Congress, like us, a senator was saying, but we need to also give dignity to those people who are in the country. And those are the people that I represent. We're talking about 13, 15 million people.
And those are the people that I represent. She comes out and says it. But she'll stand there as a Republican. Freedom is not free. Yeah, I'd shoot down Russian planes. I don't know. Can I eat my shoes? But she gets elected because she knows how to get elected.
But don't touch the nannies or the gardeners or the ones who are picking up the jalapeno peppers or the oranges or the berries or the ones in the dairy houses. Come on. Those people are helping us eat better. Yeah, cheaper homes, cheaper vegetables, and better fruits. So those are the ones that we are trying to give a dignified status.
And ever since she and the other traitors in the GOP, like Mike Lawler, ever since they rolled out the Dignidad Act, Maria Salazar, in her 25 IQ, she's been all over social media yelling at everybody under the sun, this is not amnesty. This is not amnesty. Wake up, it's not amnesty. Because everyone's reading the bill and they can clearly see it's amnesty. You see, Maria Salazar doesn't want amnesty. Except, remember, she has an IQ of 25, so she forgets the things she said on camera.
We give them dignity. At some point in the future, another legislator will write another law to give them path to citizenship. Right now, what we need to do is to buy peace for these people, allow them to stay, to continue working, because they are needed.
This is the level of treason we deal with in the GOP. Listen to this person.
If you are undocumented and you have been in the country for more than 5 years, you do not have a criminal record. You're working and paying taxes. You can come out of the shadows with no fear and apply for the dignity status.
But don't touch the nannies or the gardeners or the ones who are picking up the jalapeno peppers or the oranges or the berries or the ones in the dairy houses. Come on. Those people are helping us eat better.
Maria Salazar has to lose her next election, but I have actually terrible news for you. You ready for this terrible news? Strap yourself in. I asked yesterday, and I said again today, why haven't we heard from Mike Johnson that the Dignidad Act is dead, that it won't become law? Why haven't we heard from John Thune that the Dignidad Act is dead, it will not become law? And working our way up the chain here, why have we not heard so far? If something's happened, I haven't seen it, from Donald Trump, that the Dignidad Act is dead and will not become law. Well, I was texting with a member of Congress, and you know what this person told me yesterday? Jesse, and this is verbatim, Jesse, we really have to kill this bill before it gets to the House floor, meaning they kill it in committee so it never gets up for a vote. And I said, why? Why is it so urgent that we kill it now? And this person said, and I quote, if this bill gets to the House floor, It will pass. And they even put will in all capital letters. So we are currently disenfranchising GOP voters at such a record pace that we can't sniff a special election win in the United States of America.
Look at this. We're talking about exceeding Kamala Harris, the liberal candidate, did by 21 points. 21 points. And this is part of a pattern, right? In Virginia governor, we saw the Democrat there exceeding Kamala Harris by 10. New Jersey governor by 8. And this is even better. Even better than what Democrats had back in the 2017-2018 cycles, where they were exceeding Hillary Clinton's baseline, but by 12, 4, and less than a point. So this time around, oh my goodness gracious, holy cow, holy smokes, holy Toledo. And of course, remember, Democrats took the House in 2018, and I will note that Wisconsin Supreme Court performance last night by Chris Taylor was the best for a liberal candidate in an open seat in at least 30 years.
We're getting butchered in every special election because Democrats will crawl naked a mile over broken glass to vote for Democrats in this election. They're uniquely motivated. Republicans are disheartened. They're disheartened by foreign adventures. They're disheartened by all kinds of things. So they're sitting home. They're not voting. And at a time when we need people voting and motivated to avoid endless impeachments and hearings and subpoenas, the GOP joins with Democrats on an amnesty bill, and the GOP leadership is where? Too busy? Got what, other plans? Having a meal at Waffle House or something? Too busy? Anyway, let's do some emails before I get upset. Let's talk about chalk. You know what? That'll make me feel better. I love chalk. I love chalk because chalk has delivered for me. I was feeling just honestly run down, 3-4 in the afternoon, doing that thing where you stare at the clock and thinking to myself, man, I'm done, tired. But I didn't want to feel like that. And so I start looking into this male vitality stack from chalk. I think to myself, wow, it's worth a shot. Seton at Chalk, he's the guy who runs Chalk, says, I'm telling you, give it a shot. I'm a little skeptical. I'll give it a shot. I feel so good all the time now. When I get done with my show, I could do another show. That's how I feel. That's how good Chalk will make you feel. You want to be fired up at the end of the day, ready to roll? Male vitality stack, female vitality stack. Get some natural herbal supplements flowing through your veins. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. You can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. At a time when Democrats are bringing in foreign barbarians as fast as humanly possible, we have headlines like this. Proposed California bill would make taxpayers pay legal fees for illegal aliens. We have headlines like this. Soros-backed DA claims deporting violent illegals is a perversion of justice. At a time like this, 20 Republicans have joined with Democrats on an amnesty bill, and GOP leadership is MIA. Headlines, just some recent ones. Haitian illegal immigrant bludgeons mother of two to death with a hammer outside of a Florida gas station in broad daylight. Yeah, I watched that on video. One of the worst things I've ever seen. By the way, keep in mind, Democrats brought all these people here on purpose, and now they're working very hard to keep all these people here. Very, very, very hard. And if ever given power again, which looks likely at this point in time, they'll bring in more. Headline, illegal immigrant arrested in Orlando wife's murder. ICE Pittsburgh arrests illegal alien from Equatorial Guinea, never even heard of that dump, wanted for rape of a disabled person at a senior living center. Illegal immigrant from Venezuela allegedly tried to murder a man on Long Island's Gilgo Beach by attempting to slit his throat. ICE arrested a criminal illegal alien from Ecuador accused of snatching a 4-year-old girl from a Long Island, New York laundromat. ICE involved in a shooting after agency says illegal immigrant gang member tried to ram the officer. Illegal alien fugitive charged with killing married motorcyclists in drunk driving crash. Here's the Republican Party in the House of Representatives.
We give them dignity. At some point in the future, another legislator will write another law to give them paths to citizenship. Right now, what we need to do is to buy peace for these people, allow them to stay, to continue working, because they are needed.
Yeah. Jesse, I wish it were as simple as you think to hire and train Americans, but 21% of Americans are illiterate. One in three struggle with basic math, and possibly as many as 55% of Americans experience issues with functional numeracy. You can't train people who can't read. You can't train people who can't do math. This is one reason we have a shortage of skilled craftspeople, says her name is Mary. She said, don't avoid the comparison between pre-stuffed jalapeno poppers and pre-formed burgers. Whatever, Mary. You know that I hate to write. I've told you that before. Obviously, I enjoy talking, TV and radio. I enjoy it a great deal. But writing is something that I despise. Chris thinks it's weird. I get it. Maybe you think it's weird. I sit here. I do 4 hours of media every day. But if you told me to go home right now and write 1,000 words, that's not even a lot. It's a couple pages. Go home right now and write 1,000 words on anything. Illegal immigration, something like that. It would gnaw at me the whole way home. I'd have that feeling in the pit of my stomach the whole way home, like, oh, man, I've got to go get a root canal, that kind of thinking. That's how much I hate to write. Did you know that I used to write for publications like The Federalist, other ones? Why? I despise it. Why? Because I very foolishly decided to quit my job selling RVs. I was running out of money rapidly. Wife, two kids, mortgage payment, two car payments, the works. Running out of money rapidly. And I was desperate. Desperate to find some sort, this is 7 years ago, desperate to find some sort of a paying gig in media. So I would write articles and I didn't even get paid to write the article. I only wrote them at the hope, the pathetic hope that I might get noticed somehow, some way by somebody who would give me a job in the media. Necessity is the mother of invention, as the quote goes. I understand Americans have math problems, reading problems. I understand all those things. If we stop importing foreigners like a Band-Aid to fill up job openings in the country, you will be surprised at how quickly that changes as organization after organization after organization ends up creating the training systems they need for Americans. But they never will create those systems if they can just say, oh, I tried, can't find an American who reads. I need 10,000 people from India tomorrow. We have a need to improve the education system. Stop bringing in foreigners and the education system will improve. Did you know that? Because companies will demand it. Universities, when demands are put on them, they'll demand it of lower schools. Necessity is the mother of invention. Remember that. We'll do some more of these next.
Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that. Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't
shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. They keep digging up old video of Gavin Newsom's wife, and it is just the most entertaining thing in the world.
So, first partner to me is really gender expansive. It's gender inclusive. We will have a female governor in the state of California. We will have an LGBTQ governor, but really it's also about partnership. Partnership is the only way forward. And I know you get this and understand this through and through. And I think that's one of the big things that I've really learned is that, you know, the way forward, the path forward is through strategic partnership.
First partner. I think that pairs nicely with Lawrence O'Donnell on MS Now. It used to be MSNBC. Now it's MS Now. He thought what Pete Hegseth said was offensive when he said no man left behind.
As a longstanding American military rule of never leaving anyone behind.
We leave no man behind.
That is, of course, the old school version of the idea back when only men flew American military planes. General Dan Kane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, put it this way.
We leave no one behind.
The general knows, unlike Pete Hegseth, that that could have been a woman they were trying to rescue, and it might be a woman the next time.
They're just the nuttiest people on the planet. Speaking of General Dan Kane, he is a good one. I thought this was pretty funny.
Along the way, we consume more than 6 million meals, and by my estimate, more than 950,000 gallons of coffee, 2 million energy drinks, and a lot of nicotine, but I am not saying that we have a problem.
Every guy who's ever been in the military relates. Jesse, or he says, hey, front man of deleterious consequences. I Googled the lyrics, drinking too much booze and nothing to lose, and I couldn't find a song with the words in that sequence. Own them and claim that's your song. It'll provide a good bass line because I'm talented, I'm talented, unlike Chris. Hey, Chris, speaking of you, can we copyright those lyrics so nobody can ever use them, so we get paid on them? You have to have a whole song? That doesn't make sense. People copyright everything. Can't you talk to one of your relatives in the legal profession? What about this? Chris, everyone knows you know people. I want you to just put in a call for us. We don't want to pay for it. And just ask if we can copyright this. I don't want anyone stealing this. You know, some budding musician heard that line and thought to himself, that's a banger right there. Jesse. You don't have to worry about demoralizing people from voting before the midterms. I opened up X this morning to find a bunch of GOP pushing mass amnesty through the Dignity Act. They're demoralizing me just fine all on their own. His name is Chris. This is what I was talking about. We have headwinds right now, a lot of headwinds. Things are looking like they might be really rough for us, and I don't want that. You don't want that. We know what their plans are.
Do you think we're at a point where invoking the 25th Amendment is warranted? What's your view?
Well, I mean, I've long said that Donald Trump should not be the president of the United States. What we saw this weekend was not in some kind of aberration. It was a continuation.
Hey, so how are we looking?
Special elections and midterm results. When a party outperforms in special elections, why are we looking at these specials? It's because 5 out of 5 times since the 2005-2006 cycle, that party went on to win the U.S. House of Representatives. And Mr. Berman, I will note the casual prediction markets really are taking these results and saying, oh my goodness gracious, because look at this. Chance Democrats win in 2026, both the House and Senate. On January 1, it was 29%. Up like a rocket now, 51% that Democrats don't just win the House, but win the Senate as well.
A few months ago, there was a 29% chance Democrats would win the House and Senate. Now the right is so demoralized and the left is so motivated, there's a 51% chance we lose it all. With all that coming, remember, the GOP is all about mass deportations. Trump ran on mass deportations. With all of that coming, we now have the GOP, 20 of them, not one or two, 20 members of the House GOP joining with 20 Democrats on an amnesty bill. And we, to this day, we have not heard from Mike Johnson, John Thune, or Donald Trump that the bill will not pass. Demoralizing? I'm telling you right now. I don't care if it makes you mad. I'm telling you right now. I don't think it's going to happen. But if that bill goes through the House, Senate, and Donald Trump signs it into law, I'm not voting in November. I'm not. Count me out. I'm absolutely not. Dear Shadow of the Shanghai, I've been a loyal listener since right before the lockdowns. You seemed like the only voice echoing what I was saying about what was going to happen. I thought those times were the darkest until now. Uh-oh. Gas at my local station in Texas just went up to $3.99. It was $2.22 in February. My wages haven't caught up to inflation in the slightest over the past 6 years. We are half-heartedly deporting the illegals and making excuses for the legals. No one is being arrested for fraud. The Supreme Court is about to land a body blow to our future. You said before it's okay to walk away. I think I need that for a little while now. And I think you should. Because you sound down and out, and I totally get it. I am not here to tell you that you shouldn't be at all. There's a lot right now to feel down and out about, and I'm there too. I'm not walking away. I'm not going to do it. But my wife has brought it up to me several times over the past couple weeks that she can see it on my face. I am a little bit exasperated right now. A little bit, we need some W's, okay? We need W's. We need a lot of them. And I feel like we can, because it's not like there's nothing happening. That's not true. It just feels like that sometimes. The economy is bad. Our job expansion is going to foreigners. We can do something about that. Now, we need to be doing something about that right now. No more H-1Bs. Nope. Hire Americans. Every time, how jaded I am on it now? Every time I hear some new announcement, there's a jobs report and the media comes out. We added 196,000 jobs in March. Every time I think to myself, well, great, they're probably all foreigners. Every time I hear Trump get up and say, well, we struck an agreement with Apple. They're going to open a new power plant in Arizona or whatever they're going to open up. I think to myself, great, how many of those are going to be Americans who are hired? That's how jaded I am on it now. It's got to stop. We can get these wins. We can get these wins with the rest. And I think I do think we're going to get some of those. I keep bringing up his name because it's the name that keeps being brought up to me. I think John Brennan is in trouble. I think John Brennan, former CIA director, committed communist, by the way, former CIA director John Brennan, I believe he is in some trouble. Remember, we got a case moved. It's a big conspiracy case. It got moved to Florida. Conspiracy cases famously take a very, 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 very long time to resolve because essentially it's not just that you have to prove a crime or some wrongdoing here. You have to say, well, that also was tied into a crime or wrongdoing a little bit before then, which was tied into a little crime or wrongdoing before that. And you're having to check all these boxes. It's not easy and it's not fast, but I think we might get a win there. We're doing good things on the fraud front. There are some wins I believe we can get. All right, before we talk about more things, let's talk about your pain. Sucks, doesn't it? Doesn't it suck to wake up and automatically know this is going to hurt today? My back's going to bother me all day. You can feel it right when you wake up, right? That I'm going to hurt when I'm at work today. Sucks. I don't want you to have to live like that anymore. And I don't want you to reach for a pill bottle to fix it. Relief Factor can help your body eliminate it for good. When you start taking Relief Factor, a supplement, every day it will build up in your system and the pain gets turned down. Think of it like a volume knob. The pain gets turned down a little more and a little more and a little more every single day. 1 million people have already tried it. Almost 70% call them after 3 weeks and say, oh my gosh, send me some more. The stuff is freaking miraculous. Give it a shot. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Headline, growing number of blue states proposing wealth and exit taxes for losses. What does that mean? California, New York, Washington, Michigan, what is happening? Well, it's quite simple. In the United States of America, people still, by the grace of God, have the freedom to leave. They have the freedom to move. But communists, as we discussed so many times before, communists cannot control their demonic urges. They really can't. They cannot control themselves. They loot and kill and torture and destroy. They loot and kill and torture and destroy. It's what they do. They can't help themselves. So whenever there's a Democrat proposal of any kind in your town, in your state, in Congress, that is obviously going to be destructive and bad, they never think to themselves, well, this might destroy, that would be bad. This might cause people to move, that would be bad. They don't think in those terms because it's a demonic religion and they just destroy and destroy and destroy and destroy and destroy. And whenever they are met with the reality that people are leaving, well, for them, you don't take a step back in that moment and think to yourself, oh my gosh. I mean, think about this. California is a great example. If you're in California and you're in charge, and people are leaving the place where it's 75 degrees year-round, if you were a normal person, you would say to yourself, I've really done some unpopular, terrible things to get people to leave here. I should stop. But the communist does not have that in him. The communist does not stop until he is stopped by good because he is demonic. He is not bad. He is demonic. He is not bad. He is demonic. You must understand that your liberal Aunt Peggy worships a demonic Satanist religion. She does. She is a Satanist, even if she does not know it. She is a destroyer, and she will never stop until she is stopped or until she converts. That is how they work. So when you're a governor or a state legislature or whatever it is, and you pass all these horrible laws and horrible bills and people leave, instead of going back to the drawing board and saying, I should make some changes because people are leaving, it's unpopular. Well, you just think, well, no, I'll just go hunt them down wherever they are. I'll go hunt them down and I'll basically drag them back here and steal more from them. No, I'll steal from their parents. No, I'll steal from their investment accounts. That's what a wealth tax is, by the way. You know, when you hear some guy like Jeff Bezos is worth $220 billion, he doesn't have a checking account with $220 billion in it. That's his net worth, all that, basically all of it, almost all of it's stock. Those guys keep very little liquid in cash because rich guys feel like they're losing money if the money isn't invested. That's just how those rich people think. But anyway, they never stop and have a moment. And this comes back to something I've warned repeatedly about over and over and over and over and over again. In a blue-controlled area, city or state, or God forbid country, if it gets bad enough, in a blue-controlled area, it only gets worse from here. I'm not saying that to be a doomsdayer. I am saying that so you understand, they're never going to have a moment where they sit down and say, we've gone too far. For the communist, it's never too far. And if you're running into problems, it's just because you haven't killed enough people or stolen enough stuff or destroyed enough stuff. That's their response to everything. I'm actually doing some reading right now. I'm reading a couple different books right now. I know I'm a nerd. But I'm doing some reading right now on the Bolshevik Revolution and as it was getting kicked off and how all that was working. And it's wild to walk through it in a timeline. They would run into a problem. Of course, there were all kinds of problems. Okay, well, we just need to kill more people. We have a problem here. All right, well, let's go steal. But we have a problem here. Yeah, let's go slaughter some people. But there's a problem over here. Let's go steal some more stuff. It was just the response was never, maybe we're wrong. Maybe we've gone too far. Maybe we shouldn't have. The response was never that, ever. It never entered their mind. I've never read anything about it, ever. It's, well, let's kill more. Well, oh, we're having problems in that region? Let's go butcher 50,000 people. He's out of food? Let's go shoot a farmer in the face and rape his wife and steal all his food. It's their natural response. They are demonic. They are not bad. They are evil. They are not bad. They are evil. When they talk like this, please believe
them. This action, this illegal, aggressive action is being fueled by the money. So let's take the money back. Let's unmask them. Let's make sure they respect sensitive locations. Let's make sure they don't engage in deadly force. Let's make sure that they are dismantled. Let's get rid of ICE, America. Let's get rid of it.
Do you think Democrats are joking when they repeat over and over and over again that they intend to disband the deportation force? Why is it that I could sit here for 3 hours and play you this
song? I'm so sorry, but if you're willing to use a child as bait, you do not belong in the U.S. government. ICE cannot be reformed. ICE cannot be retrained. ICE needs to be alone.
In case you're wondering who that is, I want to make sure I read this again. Abdul El Said. He is likely at this point, he's the odds-on favorite. I shouldn't say it's going to happen, but he's the odds-on favorite to be the next senator from the state of Michigan. He's out there, in case you're wondering, campaigning. This is his partner on the campaign trail with this guy.
It's fascist. It's exterminationist. It's unfortunately where we're at in American politics right now. And unfortunately, it's unrestrained. We need to use every single pressure valve that we can, every single hurdle that we can throw in the direction of this administration. Otherwise, we will be remembered in the dustbin of history in the way that Adolf Hitler was.
Please believe them. All right, we'll do some emails. Even talk Doritos, J.D. Vance, and fraud. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.